God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish our path of life. God to be with us through this word. It's through the Old Testament lesson, the prophet Isaiah. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to listen to these words as you contemplate your own life. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and behold, new things I now declare before they spring up. I tell you of that. So far, God's word for our consideration. I want you to ponder your life. And the one thing I want you to ponder in your life is baptism. I want you to think about that baptism, because this is the day of the observance of the Lord's baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here, John, I want you to picture John. John is out there, and he's baptizing the people at the River Jordan. And he's baptizing this whole mess of people that are coming, this long line, and all of a sudden, Jesus appears. Jesus walks through the crowd. And he says to John, I need to be baptized by you. And John says, why are you coming to me to be baptized? I need to be baptized by you. But John baptizes Jesus. And then as Jesus is rising out of the water, the sky opens, and God the Father sends a dove down and says, this is my beloved Son, Jesus. I want you to think about baptism, and I want you to think that it's more than the pastor at the baptismal font pouring the water over the head of a child or an adult. This, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. It's more than lighting the candle on by the altar. It's more than the pastor walking up and down the aisle, introducing the child or the adult to the rest of the brothers and sisters in Jesus. Because baptism is special. Baptism in the Lord Jesus Christ is very special. And I want you to think about how special you are. You may not be an Einstein that has more wisdom than anybody else in the world. You may not even be able to throw a football as Tom Brady can, or skate like Wayne Gretzky. Now, this is ancient, you know, Wayne has been out of hockey business for years, and there's other players, but that's what I grew up with, you know. You may not be as special as those people, but you're special. You're very special. Because you are a child of God. And as a child of God, you were brought to the baptismal font. And as a child of God, the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know what God did? God claims you. God claimed you from this world. You are His special child. Why? What a thing to have. To be a special person. Growing up, I wasn't very special. I was the last person chosen on the hockey net. I was the last person that volunteered to be a goalie. Well, I tell you, that was an earth-shaking experience because we didn't win many games with me in the net. In fact, one hockey game, I really didn't feel special. We were playing in Cumberland, Wisconsin, and this was the first game that we played on a hot water rink. Their Zamboni was a big 55-gallon drum of hot water. In the back, they had a cloth that they had, and the water came out steaming, and it hit the ice. Well, this kid shot a puck from the opposite blue line, and I proceeded to lift up my stick, thinking that I could stop it with my skates. It went between my legs. We lost 1-9. Oh, I didn't feel very special. But God reminds us that even through those defeats, even those embarrassing moments, we're special. Because we're God's child. We are redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We are brought to God's kingdom. We are claimed by God. And that's very special.